1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Justin McElroy joins us. Justin is a 17-year-old senior at Canyon High School in L.A. County. The student council assembled the student body for a vote on automobiles. Now, I know a lot of the kids at the school, their parents can't afford to buy them cars. And what you felt was significant about this, Justin, was the vote that was taken, right?
Well, it's been really great to see the solidarity among the student body about the issues, and I think it sends a very clear message to the parents and to the school administration that just because a kid's parents may have money, you know, or a kid's parents may not have money, that's not the issue. The students at Canyon High, as well as many other schools, is standing on a principle, which is we are social animals, and we do affect other people, and what they do affects us, and we have to be responsible in the choices we make, even the kinds of cars that we drive.
What kind of car do you drive to school?
Well, the car that I drive to school is really what we're talking about. My mother and father, I think, in an effort to, I mean, I guess to, you know, get me to think more kindly of them or something, bought me a Mitsubishi Lancer. And I had told them that what a lot of the other kids were driving were either Mustangs or Nissan trucks or those kinds of cars, and that if they were going to do this, I directed them to purchase one of those vehicles instead. They got me the Mitsubishi Lancer.
All right. Now, when did they buy you this car?
It was on March 5th, a week ago Sunday.
And what did you do?
What I immediately did, Phil, was called a meeting at the student prefecture to explain to them what my parents had done, and that while I would drive it to school, I was doing it really under protest, and that I wanted it understood by the students whose parents didn't buy them cars, that driving no car is really preferable to driving, like, you know, a Mitsubishi Lancer, and I asked for a vote.
All right, now you called a student assembly for the 8th?
Yeah, we called a student assembly for McAvee Hall on the 8th. We took a vote of the students present. We had 2,300 students show up. And it was pretty impressive. I mean, it kind of blew me away. I mean, the vote was almost unanimous. We had 92% of the students whose parents cannot afford to give them cars. 92% said that they agreed it would be better to walk or to hitchhike to school than drive a car like, a Mitsubishi Lancer.
All right, now the question that I've got is, what is the problem with a Mitsubishi Lancer? I'm gathering that it is... It's not the greatest car in the world?
Well, I mean, you say, what's the problem with the Mitsubishi Lancer? It's a car that is embarrassing for a lot of kids to drive for a lot of reasons. I mean, the name is not the best name. It's really hard to explain. I mean, there's a lot of younger people understand. I mean, the bigger issue here is that poor kids... I mean, we got 92% of kids whose parents can't afford a car. They said it would be better to hitchhike. And my uncle was telling me that when he went to school, kids hitchhiked all the time. And now their parents forced them to carpool, which is pretty gay. I mean, and they also...
Well, what's gay about carpooling? You know, if you're going to carpool, it means that you're at least you're getting a ride to work.
Yeah, but most carpools now are not as good as maybe they were when you were in high school. Now you're like going with some kid who's like not really anybody that you hang out with, or somebody's parent is picking you up, or they have their parent, you know. I mean, my father owns a Lexus SC. My mom drives a 760 MS sedan, a BMW sedan, and there's a Mercedes convertible in our garage. It's an old 250 SL that my dad has had for a long time, and he won't let me drive it, you know.
Let me ask you, Justin, are you spoiled? Because there's going to be a lot of people who ask the same question.
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, it always makes me laugh when people say, am I spoiled? Yeah, I may look spoiled to a poor kid, but to the average person, no, I'm not spoiled. I'm entitled to the lifestyle of my parents. And what's significant about the vote we took is that the kids who are poor would rather hitchhike
than drive than go to school or own a Mitsubishi Lancer.
That's correct. Yeah.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Justin McElroy is a student body council representative there at Canyon High School. When you talk about your parents having the means to buy you a car, and you're driving that car to school under protest, and you want the students to know that you don't like driving that car to school, what about those kids that are still hitchhiking and you're still driving? You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, that's not the question to ask. I mean, I'm not, you know.
Look, there's kids out there whose parents can't afford to buy them a car, and so they're either carpooling, taking a bus, or you're encouraging them to hitchhike, and yet you're getting to school in your car. I mean, don't you still have it better than them?
No, I don't. I mean, you can ask those kids, too. I mean,
you're telling me that driving, well, then why are you even driving it?
I'm driving it because we have student council meetings that start at like 7:30 in the morning sometimes. There's a lot of different projects that I got to do. But the larger issue that I want to point out, which you're not really hearing me about, is I don't, it's the car, why would they do that, you know? I mean, why would they get me a car like that? Other kids are driving a Mustang. A friend of mine drives 2 days a week. He drives his dad's Cadillac. It's like a Cadillac pickup. I forget. Or I forget the name of it.
You mean the big Cadillac pickup is called a what? Oh, is it the Escalade?
No, it's not the Escalade. But it's like the Cadillac pickup. Another friend of mine drives. His dad got him a Dodge 150. Okay, but I'm driving a Mitsubishi Lancer, which, if you ask anybody, the name of it is very gay-like. I mean, it's not gay-like, but it's stupid, you know. And
all right, but you're still driving it, and there's still poor kids hitchhiking.
Which they voted that they would, and we encourage them to do that. And I want them to understand that I'm in solidarity with them. And
if you see one of those guys hitchhiking, do you pick him up?
No. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because we have said that they don't want to ride in it any more than I want to drive it. So I'm not going to insult them by picking them up in a car that is so gay, it's hard to describe it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Nacy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm just calling because I think that it's kind of idiotic for someone to think that they have the right to drive a car. It's a privilege to have a car. You should really be grateful to your parents for buying you the car to school. And as for taking the vote with the kids who don't even have a car, that doesn't seem like, it doesn't make any sense. If someone had given them a car, then they decide they didn't drive, it would be different. But you're trying to make solidarity with people that you wouldn't even give a ride to. You have nothing in common with them. You don't even want to ride in their car, and you don't even want them to car. You don't even want to carpool with them. I just think that it's very sad that you treat your parents like that after they give you something. They don't have to give it to you. You can go ahead and buy something on your own. Maybe you should walk until you a car that you can afford.
Well, are you in high school, or are you in high school?
No, I'm not in high school, but I do have two kids in high school. And I have two kids who drive to school, and my daughter drives a Jeep Cherokee, and she doesn't complain about it. And
she drives a way better car than I do. I wouldn't complain either. A Jeep Cherokee is a slamming car.
But the difference is, I know someone who drove a Toyota Corolla that had a dent in the front end, and they weren't complaining about it. It's a privilege to be able to drive to school. It's not a requirement. And you're young. Do you work? Do you do anything to make your own money? Because if you don't want a Mitsubishi Lancer, there's many cars out there.
Well,
you just gotta go buy it.
Well, right now I'm just in high school, and my parents want me to. My folks won't let me work. Plus, I don't really want to because I do a lot of student activities after school.
What are you involved in?
That's kind of selfish.
Well, no, it's not, because
it's kind of selfish because you say you're entitled to the standard of living that your parents have, but your parents work. You don't.
I'm a kid, okay? They're adults, so I'm a kid. What, am I supposed to pay the bills and stuff? Of course not.
So walk to school. walk to school.
I would.
Carpool to school.
I want to.
Not your ride to school. Do
I
something
want to.
You guys complain about a free car that
hey,
you got.
First of all, the poor kids don't, I don't pick the poor kids up because they don't want to be seen in it anymore. No,
hey,
you know, driving it.
Give it to them. Give it to them and
no.
see if they'll drive it to school tomorrow.
They already
to
voted.
Them.
They already voted that it's too lame
no,
to drive it.
No, give it to them. Do something. Give, pass it on to a poor kid.
I'm not going to give it to a kid.
See if they will drive it to school tomorrow, and I'll bet you they'll be at school.
I'm not going to give it to a kid.
Whining about your poor Mitsubishi Lancer.
Well, you don't know what it's like to be a kid. You don't know what it's like to be a kid right now. So what are you talking about? You're an adult, and most of the poor kids already voted that they wouldn't go in a car called a Lancer.
It sounds like
it's the gayest name ever.
You're just being very bratty about the car, and you're calling them poor kids. You don't know what it's like to be a poor kid. You don't know, and if someone would have given them the car, I'm sure even if they say on paper that they wouldn't drive it to school, I bet you they'd be in it.
All right, let me jump in here if I could, Nacy and Justin. Your father, you said, drives what?
My dad drives a Lexus SC.
And your mother has a BMW.
That's correct.
What is the other car? You said your dad keeps a car?
Oh, yeah. My father has a vintage, it's a Mercedes convertible. It's a 250 SL. And I told him that I want to drive that. And he's like, no. And I'm like, but you would make me drive some car that sounds so gay and is embarrassing. And that is really what we're talking about, because my friends...
Wait. Is gay and embarrassing to drive a Mitsubishi Lancer? You'd rather drive your dad's convertible Mercedes 250 SL, even though... How old is that car?
It's about a 30, 35-year-old car.
So it's an antique, or it's a...
It's a great car. I mean, it's a convertible.
But it's not yours.
Yeah. What do you mean
it's
not mine?
It's his that he bought with his money.
Yeah,
why should you be entitled to drive it?
Well, why did he buy me a gay car and he gets to keep his car?
Because he worked for his car.
He's working for my car.
Do you ever think to say
he's
thank you for what
car.
They give
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I got
do
you on that one.
Do you think to say thank you instead of criticizing
well,
what
that?
Your parents give you instead of just saying thank you?
Justin, what about that?
You're talking about a car is so gay. That doesn't even make any sense.
No,
I don't know
does,
what
man.
Kind of school you
okay,
went to.
Okay, let me ask you something. You bought your daughter a Jeep Cherokee, which is a really cool car. And my dad buys me...
But I didn't ask her.
No,
but
you just know that it's a good car to... You know it's a good car to buy, and you're black, and my dad's white, and he got me a Lancer. How's
so
that fair?
What difference has me being black and you're being white
because
and you're driving a Lancer?
Because you drive a better car.
So what?
So
no.
Is it because I'm black I should drive we should drive inferior cars than you?
Well, you expect it.
No, I don't.
No, wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. Justin, you're getting way off base here, okay?
No, I'm saying it's good that she's driving a good car. I'm a white guy, and I'm in some gay mobile. I mean, to me, that's not right.
Then I think you have your priorities just really, really messed up as far as being whatever. It doesn't matter what color you are, I work. And I don't even drive the Jeep. As a matter of fact, I drive a 2006 Ford F-250. So, and because I work for it, and I'm black, and I work for it, you're white, and you don't even work for it, and you don't even say thank you,
no,
and
you're
acting like,
parent.
Well, you're not entitled.
You're an
you
adult.
Don't get entitled. You're not entitled just because you're white and male to drive whatever car you want to. So, that is... the most idiotic thing, and considering the fact that you're white, you should be a little bit more.
Yeah, Justin,
you
got to get off this.
No, I'm not being racialist, Mr. Henry. I'm just.
Well, it's coming off sounding like that, okay?
Well, I just want to say that the solidarity expressed many of them Hispanic and black students who said, "Yeah, we agree. We'd rather hitchhike than you pick us up.
Give them the car
in your gay wagon.
Give them the car and see if they hitchhike to school tomorrow.
If you laid that car on those kids, do you think they'd hitchhike?
Yeah.
No.
You're sure?
Yes, they would. I'm in the student council. I should know.
All right.
No, they wouldn't.
Nacy, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. We'll take a break. Justin McElroy with us. Canyon High School in northern Los Angeles County, a little bit of an uproar. There was a vote taken by the students in solidarity with Justin, whose parents gave him a Mitsubishi Lancer, which he considers and the other students consider to be a car they would rather hitchhike to school than drive that. And he's gotten the poorer kids, the ones whose parents can't afford to give them cars, to agree. He is driving it, but only because he has student council meetings he has to get to early. But he doesn't pick up any of the kids hitchhiking out of respect to them. When we get back, I gotta ask this kid. In other words, it would be an insult if he pulled over and said, "Do you guys want to ride in my Lancer?" Oh, my Lord. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I love my mom and everything, but her and her friends, they're nothing but like suburban sex hogs.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Justin McElroy from Canyon High School. One question, Justin, before we get back on this subject of the car that your parents purchased for you, a Mitsubishi Lancer. Is there something about that car in particular?
Well, no, not really, but most kids know a Mitsubishi Lancer is, it's kind of pathetic. I mean, I understand everybody saying about...
Pathetic, even though it's wheels.
Well, I mean, I understand everybody saying about how it's, you know, isn't that great your parents bought you a car and everything, but when a kid who is poor and is, you know, wears, like, clothes that are just thrown together or whatever, and he won't even, he'd rather just hitchhike and get picked up, you know, by... Maybe even a, I don't know, I mean, run the risk of getting picked up by some stalker, you know, some serial killer or something. I mean, he'd rather do that than ride in a Mitsubishi Lancer.
A kid would rather run the risk of getting picked up by a serial killer than have you...
Well, I mean, not literally, but that's, you know...
You mentioned your uncle encourages you guys to hitchhike because they used to do that in high school.
Well, yeah. I mean, my uncle said that one time he did get picked up by an adult who wanted him to go to a motel with him, but that's sort of just the rules of the road. I mean, if you can deal with that, it's way better than doing a lot of the stuff.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Josh, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
When I bought my first car back in the late 80s, I'd actually saved up my own $500 and purchased a grand... 1978 Mercury Monarch, and it was truly a heap, but it had a lot of character, and I think that's really what I'm hearing in this young fellow that he's really lacking is there's no real depth in character. He's not appreciating what he has, and he's obviously not had to work for
it. It's not me. It's everybody at our school. What do you say about that?
What's that?
It's not me. It's everybody at our school. Are you saying?
No, it's not got really anything to do with the kids at school. This
is
about
you.
Let me finish, son. You're trying to pawn this off on the kids at school when it's actually a personal problem for yourself.
They voted on it that it was a lame car, and they didn't want to be seen in it.
Well, do you hear what the man is saying? Those kids are probably just doing that to support you.
Yeah.
They're being entirely prodded by you. Actions speak louder than words. Give that car to someone. I guarantee you that someone will gladly drive that car to school.
Actions speak louder than words.
That's the silliest thing. For you, as a shallow young person, obviously with not very much depth or character,
to back up and
just fall back on this vote thing.
Wait a minute. If actions speak louder than words, how come one of the Mexican kids who was hitchhiking, and I pulled over because we all agreed that I would pull over, and he goes, "No, man, I don't want to ride in your gay mobile."
You know, maybe it's not the car. It may be you.
Oh yeah, that's it.
It may well be. I mean, you know, good of America's getting a good chuckle out of you right now, son. And I hope your parents hear this, and maybe they'll put two and two together
well,
and realize maybe you ought to get a job and get out, you know,
you don't understand
earn your own way.
You don't understand what it is to be a kid today. All the other kids are
you know,
driving good
we've
cars.
All been kids at one point,
and
it all takes the same kind of, it all rolls along.
Yeah, but most of the other kids are driving cars that are good, and...
I drove a heap.
I drove, and
a lot of my friends drove heaps. I actually carpooled. A good buddy of mine had like a 71 Chevelle, I believe it was. Great old car. He picked all four of us up in the morning.
Okay.
It was a great time.
See, you're talking about
cool cars.
It's
actually kind of nice to get together with your buddies
in
the morning.
What if it was a bad car? What if it was a lame car?
I drove a lame car, son. It was a piece of junk.
What did you have?
I had a 1978 Mercury Monarch that
was
$3.35 an hour earning. Saved $500 of my own money and bought it with cash. And it didn't last very long, but it sure as hell makes you appreciate it.
Because you want to look gay, why do I have to?
You know, I didn't look gay, and sometimes in life you just kind of have to swallow your pride. And this is obviously something you're not accustomed to. I hope you get a big dose of it. Obviously, you are right now.
Yeah,
you're just kicking and screaming about it.
You know, you use the word swallow right after gay, so.
Okay, what's that mean? You know what? You're a student representative. Act like it.
Well, he said it.
Jesus. All right, Josh, thank you very much.
Hey,
you bet.
Why does he get to say that, and I can't?
1-800-449-8686. The message here is... You seem to think that you're not spoiled,
Well, I'm not spoiled, and a lot of the people don't get that. Yeah, if that guy feels okay about driving, like, you know, if he feels okay about driving just some wagon, you know, some garbage wagon, okay, that's fine. Good for him. I don't want to go to school all, you know, high. I'm in my little Lancer and get out, and everyone's laughing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
On the line with me is Justin McElroy, a high school student who took a vote as a member of his student prefecture, and that's like a student council, Justin? If my understanding is the student council?
It's a body of people elected by the students, yeah. We're all members. There's two representatives from each class. We also have homeroom representatives.
And you called a meeting to say, my parents bought me a Mitsubishi Lancer. I don't want to drive this to school, but I want all you poor kids to know that you shouldn't either? Was it like that?
Well, no. I wanted the kids in school whose parents couldn't afford to get a car to know that I would be, they would see me driving it, but I knew that it was pretty lame to drive, and also that if they were hit, it was better to hitchhike, and that I would hitchhike too, except for the fact that I had to be to school at 7:30, so I had to drive it. But, and I also said, you know, it's kind of a stupid car, and if you're hitchhiking, you're not going to want to drive in it. And they all went, yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
I mean, you got 2,300 students together to vote on something like this.
Well, Mr. Henry, you have to understand, everybody has a car now. Every kid that goes to school has a car. And
not every kid that goes to school has a car. My kid doesn't have a car.
Well, I mean, I find that kind of hard to believe, but
my kid does not have a car. My kids don't have a car. They used to have two cars, but the boys went off to college, and the younger son didn't get it.
Well, that's kind of a gyp, you know? I mean, and that, see, right there, that's so stupid, but
I mean, he was driving his dad's, his father has a hybrid.
Well, see, that's another car that one of the other kids told me he, his parents told him he could drive their hybrid, and he said, forget it. And they let him drive his mom's Lexus. So why don't my parents?
This kid didn't want to drive the parents' hybrid, so he demanded to take his mother's Lexus, and they let him.
Yeah. That's the whole thing that's so, you know, it's just wrong. And I'm driving a Mitsubishi Lancer, and if you ask any kid in America, anywhere in America, and if you said to them, oh, yeah, hey, guess what? I have a Lancer. They would look at you like, okay, you know, I mean, it's not really all that cool.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, talking to Justin McElroy with Jeff. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going? Listen, man, I had a trust fund already, all right, 7 years ago.
All right, let's move over to Shauna. Shauna, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Shauna?
Hi, Justin. I'm responding to the speaker issue.
Okay, that phone is kind of squirrely. Let's go over to Carrie. Carrie, go ahead.
All right,
everybody's
hi.
Talking about me,
Justin?
You know, they don't even know how to buy a phone.
You know what? You know what? All right, I'm 21. I just got out of high school a few years ago. Not everybody in high school had a car. Having a car is a privilege. You know, I think this is ridiculous.
What are you yelling about?
You're sitting here.
What are you yelling about?
You know, I'm yelling because you're spoiled. You are totally spoiled. You know what? I have friends that got kicked out of the house at 16, 17, and they had to work, and they worked, and they bought their own car.
They're lucky.
They bought their own place.
Yeah, they're lucky that they got kicked out. I wish I'd get kicked out.
No, yeah, but. So my point is that with the student council, there's so many better things you could have a meeting on, but you have a meeting on your car while there's kids hitchhiking to school, and that's all you can talk about is your vehicle?
It's important.
I mean, what's up with you? And you keep saying you're gay. You know, it's not gay. Having a car that runs, having a car that works, that gets you from place to place isn't gay.
Well, I guess
it's
you're
not gay.
Familiar
it doesn't matter
with
what it is, as long as it gets you from point A to point B.
Well, first of all,
kids
would
be so grateful for what you
area.
Have. You know, you're gay.
I live in an area that's pretty affluent, okay? And you probably drive a Lancer. That's why you're all nervous and yelling and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, listen to how you're yelling.
Right.
Well,
no,
you
I'm yelling
do.
Because you're absurd. You are absolutely absurd. You know, you're sitting here and you're complaining about that. I mean, what? Do you complain about the clothes that your parents buy? Oh, these clothes.
Everybody who drives a car at my school drives either a Mustang.
Happy your parents gave
and they
you.
Drive
no,
trucks.
No, because you upset me.
And I'm
you
driving.
You upset me. I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio, and you're just ridiculous. You know what I mean? Some people would be so lucky. I had to walk to the bus stop in the cold, in the snow, when I was in school.
Okay.
And I don't give a crap if you're driving a Lancer.
You know what? I'd rather get in it and ride. I'd rather go to the bus stop than drive some gaymobile that you'd probably drive around and go, yeah, hey, I'm Carrie. I'm driving a lame car and everything's... God.
You know, I can't believe you're on the student council. I mean, people put you in a position of, like, power, and this is all you complain about is your car? I mean, what the heck? You know, don't you have anything better to do for this school?
We called an emergency.
You know, you should thank your parents. You should thank your parents. You know what? There are so many people that are so less fortunate than you. So
we called an emergency meeting of the student prefecture because it was an emergency. My parents had bought a car that no kid wants to drive. God, she's crying. Listen to her. She's, like, crying.
No, I'm laughing at you because you're so ridiculous. You're so ridiculous. You know what? I mean, I had to work hard for everything I have. I asked my parents to buy me a car, and they wouldn't. They would not because they wanted me to work for it. You know what? They taught me really great ethics, and they taught me how to be a strong
person. Yeah, but at
person.
The time, I bet you were like a pain
in the butt. Get in the real world and complain?
How come
you know what I mean?
Like
oh, my
question.
God, my hair. My haircut's real gay. You know? Come on.
How come you say everything like it's a question?
You know what?
Yeah,
how come you're not answering my question?
Well, because I don't know which is a question or what you're saying. You're like,
how are you on the student council when you don't even listen to people?
Well, listen to you. It's like everything's up inflecting, and isn't it a question? And my name's Carrie. I mean,
you know what?
Whoa! Hold on for a minute.
I mean, you just sound like you just want attention.
What is it with you?
Oh my car! No, what is it with
no,
you?
No, 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 no.
Your parents gave you something to get you to school that so many other kids can't have, aside from your little rich snobby friends.
You know, I mean, I don't believe in violence to women, but God, you're so asking for a slap.
I'm
because
asking.
What
so
is that supposed to mean?
It means she's on here saying that she's.
Because I'm right.
I'd rather walk in the snow. First of all, I'm not so stupid to live in snow. That's number one. God.
Oh, my gosh.
And number two.
Wow, you're not so stupid to live in the snow, so you actually have a choice to tell your parents where to move. Hey, you know, this is stupid. If we were in snow,
Didn't you just say that two kids ran away from home?
Like you're avoiding my questions. What about the other issues that the school has to deal with other than your car?
Well, like what?
I don't know. I'm not in high school anymore.
Okay.
So why don't you tell me?
See?
Oh, wait. You don't know because you're too worried about
the freaking car. You're trying to tell me
about other people see.
Yeah, you're trying to tell me about high school, but you never remember anything about high school other than the fact that you walked in the snow someplace. Why didn't you run away from home? You could have run away.
You didn't run away from
home. Okay, you know what? I want you to get a copy of this and listen to it and play it back. And listen to how ridiculous that is. Why don't you run away because you have to walk in the snow? Oh, I'm sorry, because I have shelter, because I have food, because I have a family who loves me. That's why I don't run away.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Is this the band camp chick from American Pie?
You know what? You're so gay. I mean, just listen to you. You're not answering any of my questions.
You didn't want me to use the word gay, and now you're like gay. Everything's gay.
I never said I didn't want you to use the word gay.
Don't
I just wanted to know why you had to call everything gay, so I'm calling you gay.
Hey, when's band camp start this summer?
See, you're avoiding me.
You know, you're avoiding the lady's question.
Any of my questions.
You're avoiding her questions.
Okay, what's her question?
I want to know why you're so worried about a freaking car instead of other issues that the school would need to deal with.
Because I don't want to drive in a fruitmobile, and also, if I'm going to band camp this summer and we go out on a date,
so anyways, wait a second, let me get this straight. You're too concerned about your image over the school.
Oh, like you weren't concerned about your image? I bet you popped every zit in your face on Monday morning.
Oh, come on, will
you? Actually... You know what? I had a lot better things to worry about, like getting my homework done, like getting to class on time, like going to my job after school.
Hey, Carrie, come on. Did you blow a flute?
See,
you know what, Justin?
You're just being stupid.
If you don't want to take this seriously, we can hang the phone up.
No, I'm asking her. She's in the band.
I'm asking you. I'm asking you serious adult questions. And yes, you know, I understand that you're a child, obviously from your language and your mentality. But come on now, there's plenty of people your age that act like adults.
I'll bet you when you were my age, you were like the little precocious bitch who was like...
Watch your language, okay?
What?
He's totally ignoring me. He's ignoring everything.
You didn't even ask me a question. You asked me about my fruitmobile. And I go, yeah. I answered all your questions. And then I asked you what time band camp starts. And you're like... And then I asked
That's ridiculous. You're ridiculous because you're just making it up and you're trying to offend me.
And
it's not working because I'm not a shallow like you.
Did you see American Pie?
Well, the lady had to be hung up on because she was, because the young lady was using a...
Well, she used the S word and the A-hole word.
Yeah, because you're laying all that. Are you the band camp chick from American Pie on her?
Just wanted to know if she blew the flute.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, you want to know where I live? 123 Ashkick Street.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
On with me is Justin McElroy. You know, you are a high school... Look, I don't want to lecture you. I know you've been lectured by enough adults.
All we're trying to say, Mr. Henry, is that, the Mitsubishi Lancer and cars similar to that are not intended for teenagers and for adults to...
Hold on for a minute, man. I don't... it's still my show. I think the way you treated that last caller...
Well, I mean, she was screaming at me and called me a piece of you-know-what.
No, said your car was, not you. And
well, there. So she agrees with it.
No, she didn't. You thought that your Mitsubishi Lancer was. The point is that if you guys are getting together and voting on stuff like this at the school, it's a very valid question. Isn't there anything else that you can do at school besides worry about cars?
I think the answer to your question is, one of the reasons why I was elected to our student prefecture is because I do understand the things that concern high school students today. And one of the major concerns that we have is how we do get to school. Since we are required to be there, okay, that's fine. So how are we supposed to get there? And your parents ask you to carpool sometimes, which means you're getting into a car with people who are really weird, or their parents are driving who are, well, don't shut up, or I don't mean not shut up, but, or I would rather hitchhike personally. And
did you write on the student website, I'd rather take my chances with a jail rape than drive a Mitsubishi Lancer?
No, I did not write that.
Well, what did you write?
I wrote, I'd rather take my chances with a road rapist than...
Then drive a Mitsubishi Lancer.
Yes, sir.
Meaning you'd rather hitchhike, be picked up by somebody who might brutalize you, than drive a Mitsubishi Lancer.
Well, it's not going to happen because I live in an area of California that's very upscale and the homes are expensive.
But the fact is you're not hitchhiking. You're asking the other kids to hitchhike rather than accept a ride from you. So,
well, are you calling me hypocritical?
I'm saying it's a little bit hypocritical to say, hey, kids, don't ride in my car. It's a piece of crap. Here's Thomas. Thomas, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm in the Marine Corps, and I just got back from Iraq. And it really upsets me that this kid does not understand and does not respect the rights that he has. I go over there and I risk my life.
What do you mean you're in Iraq?
No, I said I just got back from Iraq.
What?
Yes, I just got back from Iraq 2.5 weeks ago.
Can you prove it?
Son?
Yeah, well, can you prove it?
If you,
You weren't in Iraq, man. You were probably paddling poodle.
What is that supposed to mean, man?
You know what? Now, you are crossing the line. You understand?
Dude's not, the dude wasn't in Iraq. He was paddling pong.
You have no respect for anything. You have no respect for what your country is.
How can you prove you were in Iraq? Just by saying you were in Iraq don't mean that you was.
Well, what do you want the guy to say? Look, let's move on to the point here, okay?
Yeah. If the guy's a liar, then how
could... You're calling him a liar now?
He said he just got back from Iraq 2.5 weeks ago. That's impossible.
Impossible? Why is that impossible?
Because the war's still going on, hello?
But, no kidding, but we do rotations. If someone didn't stay over there for the whole... period of the war.
What do you mean, you sit on something and rotate?
Hey, I'm going to hang up on you if you don't talk respectfully to the people that are calling in, kid. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Justin, I'm 21 years old also, and, I just got to high school 3 years ago, and I drove a piece of crap car. I had it was a 89 Chevy, and the paint was so bad, you could rub your hand across it, the paint would come off on your hand. And, later on, when I got a job and I joined the Marine Corps and I got paid by the government to do the job that I do, I bought my own vehicle and I bought what I wanted to buy.
Yeah, because when you're in the Marines, you get to buy something cool. Did you drive something gay? No. Was your 89 Chevy a rice burner that, ought to be driving floats? No. But mine is.
No, but friends of mine also drive Lances.
And they God.
Military? They choose to.
Military
they choose
people?
To because they like it. And you know what? It's not your choice whether or not you get to drive what you want to drive. That's your parents' choice.
Are they in the
your
Marines? Parents, are they in the Marines, your friends that are driving Lancers?
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What? So what?
I just think it's bad.
You know, the main thing is that your parents are there to raise you. They're there to choose how you grow up.
Most
people don't even get vehicles to drive.
Do you
realize what an investment your parents are taking out here?
Well, but the Marines that you know that drive Lancers, are they don't ask, don't tell guys or what?
No. And those are my friends also. And I'm sorry, if you talk like that about Marines, coming.
Well, dude, they got don't ask, don't tell guys in Marines. You don't know which guy wants to gobble it.
All right. That's it. We'll take a break. Justin McElroy, a real putz. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Going straight to the hot place. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right. Coming up, we have an online chat at sweetfeatheryjesus.com. If you'd like to talk to me about the show, if you're brand new to the show and you're not quite sure what you're hearing, you can do that. You're a longtime listener to the show. We have an opportunity to chat at sweetfeatheryjesus.com in just a few minutes. And this is kind of a drag. You guys remember that show, Press Your Luck? The host was a guy named Peter Tamarkin. Anyway, he was killed along with his wife this morning. Their small plane crashed in Santa Monica Bay. They were part of Angel Flight West. They were volunteers flying medical patients up and down the coast, and their plane crashed, which is a bummer. Anyway, it's why I'm here, to lighten the load. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The eighth wonder of the world.